This is no way criticism of Isa alayhi salam. Him in his own way is a prophet, is a perfect person, and a role model for his people of his time. However, it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep the information and the knowledge ongoing of who he wants to keep it for. And that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know everything about his life. Just if we pick up one book alone of hadith, of Sahih al-Bukhari, there are just less than 7,000 ahadith in there. There are 6,000 something ahadith in there, just less than 7,000. A hadith is a statement or an action of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or something that happened and took place in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not criticize or condemn or correct that thing. Then if someone narrates this, this is also a hadith. This is what a hadith is. There are numerous ahadith. There are scholars, there are ulama who knew 100,000 ahadith by heart. So let us ask ourselves how many we know. There are scholars who are considered the hafidhul hadith, who knew 100,000 ahadith. And there were others who knew 300,000 ahadith by heart, with their chains going up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This in itself is a proof of the personality, the great personality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That all of these scholars of ahadith, and if you ask any hadith scholar, alim of hadith, a muhaddith, the books are in volumes of 25 to 33 volumes, Siru A'lam in Nubala, Tathkiratul Huffaz, and books of this nature by the great scholars, Allama al-Mizzi, Allama al-Iraqi, Allama al-Dhahabi, all of these scholars. They wrote big books in which they mentioned the names of every person who narrated a hadith. And not only did they mention the name of the person, they mentioned when he was born, when he passed away, if he ever made any major mistakes in his life, how many ahadith he narrated, if he was known to have committed sins or not, who his teachers were, who his students were, from which of his teachers are his narrations authentic, and from which of them are they a bit weak and shaky, and likewise, through which students are they authentic and which are weak. All of this is mentioned. Allama Iraqi, Zainuddin al-Iraqi, very great scholar of hadith. He says that my teacher, Allama al-Dhahabi. Now these are probably names we've never heard before, but these are who we need to study. These are who we need to have knowledge of. Before, the scholars like Imam Bukhari knew of these things when they were 17 and 18 years of age. Today we find people 40 years of age and we've never heard of these scholars like Allama al-Dhahabi, who we can never forsake, who we owe so much to, because they made sure that the ahadith, the knowledge of ahadith, was very strictly preserved. So Allama Iraqi says that my teacher Allama al-Dhahabi, if he was to stand on the day of judgment, on Qiyamah, if he was to stand on a small hill and look around, he would be able to pick out every single scholar that narrated hadith and be able to mention his name and his father's name and when he was born and when he passed away. This is the ulum they had. And this is what went into the preservation of ahadith. And this is why we have what they call sahih hadith. And then you hear about da'if hadith. Now what is a da'if hadith? A weak hadith. It is when they have scrutinized either the text of the hadith, the matan of the hadith, or they have scrutinized the narrators of the ahadith and found one of them to be lacking in something. Maybe he made a mistake in narrating a hadith once. Maybe he contradicted another narrator who was of a stronger category. Immediately the hadith will come down from being sahih, authentic, to either becoming hasan, which is sound hadith, or it will come down to being da'if hadith. They went through so much. They scrutinized and they spent so much time in writing these books for people to come later on, because it was said that the ahadith is what gives us our knowledge. Because just the Quran is not sufficient. The hadith to the Quran is like the body and the heart. The heart does not function without the body, and the body does not function without the heart. The heart is the Quran, but the hadith is like the limbs and the body. It is the explanation. Whose are these ahadith? Which personality? Which individual? It was one individual who lived just over 1400 years ago, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We claim to follow him, but this is deep insight into what exactly went through for us to receive, and today for us to be able to understand who this personality was. Every aspect of his life, every aspect of his life was put down and memorized and then put down onto paper and recorded. If we want to know what he used to do in the battlefield, there is a Kitab al-Maghazi mentioned in the books of Ahadith. If you want to know how he would pray, how he would travel, how he would eat, how his clothing was, how his appearance was, how he used to walk, how he used to smile, how he used to joke, all of these things are mentioned. There is a great book which everybody should have. It's called the Shama'il of Imam Tirmidhi. And Sheikh Zakaria Muhaddith Al-Kandilwi, the author of Fadail Amal, has written a commentary on this book, the Shama'il al-Tirmidhi. In there, the chapters begin from how the noble features of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. What he used to look like, how he used to walk, how he used to sleep, how he used to visit people, how he used to speak, what foods he used to like, how his clothing was, how his akhlaq were. This is the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of this was preserved because this was the Prophet that was to remain the Prophet until the last day, until the day of judgment, no Prophet to come after him. So all his ulum, all knowledge, all information about him was preserved and recorded, and these ulama went through so much to do this. Nobody else can boast this. We as Muslims know that the Bible, the Torah, the New Testament and the Old Testament, we believe as part of our faith that they were true scriptures when they came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were the true words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, people changed them and they modified its contents. They changed things around. They added and subtracted things from these scriptures. They don't remain in their original form. The Quran does. There is not a dot which has changed. If we go beyond the prophets, there are some personalities who people revere as leaders of religion. But there are scholars today who would contradict that and who would raise a question in our minds whether that person was a personality that walked on this earth or not. For example, everybody's heard about the Buddhist religion and their leader is supposed to be Buddha. However, there are scholars today, research scholars of history, who bring into question the existence of Buddha, whether there was a personality in history who was called Buddha, or it was just a collection of sayings, and it was a collection of what other people said. This cannot be said about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if we move over from authenticity and historicity into completeness, because even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam. In fact, Musa alayhi salam is mentioned more in the Quran than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam by name. The name of Musa alayhi salam comes more frequently in the Quran than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks directly to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam by saying qul, or referring to him directly, but without using his name on many occasions. And the only woman which is mentioned by name in the Quran is Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no other woman mentioned by name in the Quran. Now, in terms of completeness, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we all know that he was the most beloved of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only of the prophets, but he was the most beloved of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. He was the last of the prophets to come, but he will be the first to enter into paradise on the day of judgment. His ummah, us, are the last to come and walk on this earth, but we will be the majority, and we will also be the first to enter into paradise before the other ummah, the other nations.